Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Karen Bachrach is an educational psychologist. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Howard. Good morning to all the listeners and to the Matrix of 2021.
Very scary time it must be. And of course, the magnitude of the value placed on these final exams must only add to their anxiety.
Howard, I think it does. But I also think it's important for students to remember they've been writing exams for a very long time. It might be their first matric final exam they're writing, but they've been doing this for a long time. So to draw on that experience, I think what happens now for matric exams, especially before you write your first one, it's the anticipatory anxiety. What is it going to be like? What will the experience be like? And for many pupils, once they've written that first exam, they feel a lot better because there's a known quantity to what's going to happen.
I think that's such an interesting point, is even the way I'm couching it was completely wrong, because it's almost as though I'm saying, well, here it is. This is the first time. Here's your exam. Good luck, soldier. But actually, we've been working towards it. Your whole of your school, you've been doing this. You've had probably two sets of prelims. You've been practicing this. We've done past papers. It's actually going to be a lot more familiar than you think it's going to be.
I think that's definitely the case.
And what's the parent's role at a time like this?
I think the parent's role and siblings and family is to support. A parent is as anxious as their child. The parent wants to make everything okay for their child. But I think the parent also needs to respect what their child is going through, to support them. And when they're with their child, for them to be calm and supportive.
I was going to say, one of the challenges we've certainly seen in our house, and we've had four kids now finish school. So one more to go, and I tell you that I can't wait. But one of the things that we've had to manage quite closely is what we portray in terms of our own anxiety, because there's a time for that. And I don't think it's wrong earlier on in the year or earlier on in schooling that you can say to your kids, I'm worried. I am worried. I am anxious about this because you aren't doing this or you're not doing that. I don't think that's terrible, but there does come a point when they are about to write these exams, that you actually, as parents, need to control your own anxiety and your own projection of that stress and tension.
I think that's very important, because if parents are sharing their anxiety with their child and it's an overwhelming anxiety, that can make it that much more difficult. Also to keep in mind, as well as you want to do now in these exams, if the result isn't what you want, there are opportunities in the next year to rewrite an exam, perhaps. But it doesn't need to be seen as absolute final, and this is what absolutely everything rests on. And I think that can be overwhelming and quite detrimental.
And I think that is quite a common theme to think, well, this is it. And if this doesn't go well, well, then there's no options. You know, I'm at a dead end. But in fact, you're not. We know many kids who have rewritten things, who have taken a different subject and improved on it, and have found very, very palatable ways to move forward. So there are options. And I think the idea that there aren't options, I think, also is quite problematic.
Howard, you mentioned earlier about how university exams work and semesters. There are many university students who might be in a second year still redoing a first year subject.
Absolutely.
And I think that's so important to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think, in fact, certainly when we were at university, it was very uncommon that somebody wasn't carrying a subject from a year before, or, you know, that's just what it was. And everybody accepted that at university. So I think maybe we do need to go a little bit easier on us. What about this whole, over the last number of years, the increased number of distinctions, therefore higher expectations that people seem to have?
I think that can play into anxiety. I think that one needs to recognize where one's own ability is and work to achieve your own potential. There have always been students who excel or who are able to get much higher marks than others. And I think it's just recognizing where you are and doing what you can to the best of your potential.
Right. What is the role of siblings at a time like this?
I think it depends on the age of the sibling. Siblings who've possibly been through it already can empathize, recognize what their sibling is going through. And perhaps younger siblings need to understand that the person is going through a challenging time, a pressurized time, and just to be supportive and not to intentionally irritate the student.
Even though it's their job.
They can save it all up for the December holiday.
All right. They can definitely do that. And Lee says, and I think it's quite a good point, is please can you do a show to prepare a child going into matric 2022? What advice would you give them from day one of matric? So obviously this is not a show about that. We're talking about current matrics who are about to write. But what advice would you give to kids starting out their matric year?
I think one of the key challenges of matric and what often makes matric so much more challenging or feel so much more challenging than the other grades are the deadlines. Mm. Essentially, I always say matric starts in grade 10. You're starting to do the work that is going to be examined on in grade 10. Matric is about meeting deadlines. It's about keeping up to date. It's about making sure you're understanding concept and taking the time early on in your matric year to consolidate concepts from grade 10, from grade 11. Yeah. Also think a very important thing, both for the matric you are writing now and for your matric year, is to make sure you're eating healthily. I think if I'm preparing for a sports match, I will eat correctly. I'll eat the proteins. I'll eat the low GI. And I think now is a point in time to be eating healthily as well to sustain that energy, because that can also reduce anxiety levels.